Traveling the Vortex. Side trip.
We've joined the Doctor as we return from holiday in this side trip edition of Traveling the Vortex. I'm Keith.
I'm Sarah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by my beautiful wife. And in this edition of Traveling the Vortex side trips, we're going to discuss our trip to Mexico for our honeymoon. If you remember in episode 87 of Traveling the Vortex, we discussed the wedding and didn't have time to get to the honeymoon and our trip and the reason why we recorded late that week. So that's what this is going to be. And we started by driving from Kansas to Louisiana. And we did that in the first leg of 12 to 13 hours down to Jackson and stayed the night there. And then the next morning we got up and drove the rest of the way to New Orleans, where we eventually found the port after searching a little bit. Sarah, what'd you think of the boat the first time you saw it?
It was huge.
It really was. If anybody hasn't ever been on a cruise, it's really, really hard to wrap your brain around the size of this boat. I mean, it is, I believe I saw somewhere it was close to 900 feet long, and had 12 decks. 9 of which were accessible to us.
Yes. It's a floating city.
It really is. I mean, it's a boat with elevators. And a putt-putt course on top. And it's just massive. Now, when we got on the boat, what was your impression of the inside?
As soon as you walk in, they've got it placed pretty well, the entrance. Because you walk in and you see the big wraparound staircase. And there's a huge bar. And I think that's by far the fanciest part of the boat.
Yes, it definitely is. And this giant atrium that goes up, that was deck 7, and mm-hmm. It went up to deck 12.
And there's that huge dome.
Yeah, and a giant dome, which I'm going to put up a gallery on the website with this post so you can see some of the pictures of what we're talking about. And yeah, it's got a piano bar and then two glass elevators on either side of the big staircase, too. So we got on the boat and we go down to our room. What did you think of our room?
Cozy.
That's a polite word for it.
was it nice. I liked the portholes that we had so we could see everything.
And the nice little windowsill we had to watch.
Yes. The bathroom was small, but for as much time as we spent in there, I thought it was very nice.
Was it as small as you anticipated?
Yeah, it was about right.
I thought it was bigger than I anticipated. Of course, we had a king, which consisted of two twins pushed together. And there was a lot more walking space than I thought. So we spend the first night on the boat, because it was a 5-day cruise to Cozumel, or to, in order, a day at sea, Progreso, Yucatan, Cozumel, day at sea, back in New Orleans. So we spent the first night leaving the Mississippi River, because that's where the port is, on the Mississippi. And we spent the first night exploring the ship pretty much top to bottom and figuring out where everything is. What were some of your favorite features of the boat?
The buffet.
Well, let's talk about the buffet then. This buffet was impressive, I thought. Some of the food may not have been the best, but 24 hours a day, you could get food. Now, there was a two-hour span. Maybe, 3 hours total? Of any realistic time you'd be awake. I'm not talking 2 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning. And that's, when you're on a cruise ship, that's not realistic. Because you're going to get up early to go to port or do whatever the next day. So you're not going to be up that late anyways. Unless you're an insomniac and just can't sleep and are used to not functioning.
I think the younger crowd did party on the boat.
They did.
With the hot tubs, and I think there were concerts.
And there were, but I don't think they went past 2.
I don't think so either.
Because the last buffet closed at 1:30. So I think it's not unrealistic to say 24 hours a day you could get food. I mean, you could get pizza literally 24 hours a day.
And
or
ice cream.
But the buffets started at 6 in the morning for breakfast and went to noon. And then at 12:30, the lunch buffets opened up and went, most went to three, one of them went to six. And then at 6:30, the dinner buffets opened up and went to 9:30. Then it closed down for 2 hours and reopened at 11:30 to 1:30 for more food. So it was impossible to go hungry. And we did something very smart when we first got on the boat, or after we got settled in the room and went back out onto the boat. We purchased what's called unlimited bubbles,
which Sean had told me about, and because I'm a huge soda drinker, he told me that pops were very expensive on the boat and that I should buy this card and get unlimited soda while I'm on there. It did cost like $40, but I think I drank that.
Yeah, over the course of the 5 days, I mean, if you calculate even lowball an estimate of the number of sodas one would drink compared to $2 a pop.
Which is what it was for a can.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a full can. Mm-hmm. Because they'd fill a cup full of ice and pour a can into it. And obviously the can wouldn't, you know, completely empty. So I think it was well worth the investment and would highly recommend it to anyone. Especially if you drink soda.
If you're a soda drinker. Obviously, they have coffee and tea and lemonade and orange juice and water.
Yeah.
For free on the boat. But that was not going to be okay for me.
I was able to function because I don't drink soda. I consist of coffee, water, and beer. So, which the beer was ridiculously expensive. Like $5.75 for a 16-ounce can bottle. Which, for those that don't drink, you can get a whole 6-pack of 16-ounce can bottles for less than that. So it was ridiculously expensive, and that's where they make their money. Because everything else on the ship, aside from gambling, spa stuff, and bingo, soda, and alcohol, those are the only things you paid for. Everything else was completely free.
Even to the gift shop.
Yeah, and the gift shops. The fine dining was included. That's where you... There's the massive buffets that have a large variety of food. And then there's dining rooms, and you can set up your dining time. There's a couple different ones, depending on, I guess, where your stateroom is, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And how much you pay. You pay more, you go to the nicer one, although I thought our dining room was very nice. And you go and you eat. I mean, it's a dining room. I mean, it's a restaurant on the boat. And it's a big restaurant. And they have a daily menu that changes, and then a week menu of steak, hamburger, etc. that you can get. Now, if you go on a cruise, the evening buffet and the dining room menu...
He's bitter about this one.
I am bitter about this one. Okay, we went and ate in the dining room for the first night. The first time on Wednesday. And I got jerked pork. And it was really good. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I went to the dining room for that. I put on a nice collared shirt, and we went and we ate and enjoyed ourselves and sat too close to other people I don't like. And then we go out to wander. We just start wandering the ship, because we did that a lot. Just kind of walk around. And we walk past the buffet to see what they had on to eat. And most of what was on the daily menu that day. The next day, we go back to the fine dining because I want a steak. And lo and behold, what's on the buffet? Steaks. So I know it was probably just bad timing for my part. But if you don't want to put the effort into getting dressed and getting waited on, check the buffet before. But they had better desserts in the fine dining. Talk about your favorite one.
The chocolate molten cake.
Describe it for us.
Warm chocolate cake with a gooey center and ice cream. Vanilla ice cream. It was great. We're such foodies.
We are foodies.
What was your favorite part of the cruise?
The view.
That was beautiful.
It's hard to imagine until you're out there, being on deck, and seeing nothing but water. I mean, because we started in the Mississippi and left the Mississippi, and by the time we would have even exited, the sun was down and we were probably in bed. So you wake up the next morning and there's no land in sight. It's just water everywhere. And it's a beautiful, beautiful view. And then you wake up, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, and you're at port. I mean, it's a fantastic way to travel and very relaxing. Because we spent most of Tuesday just lounging and doing nothing. And our first stop was Progreso. What'd you think of Progreso? The port.
The port? I didn't like the pushy salespeople when you got off the boat.
The port is set up so it's a bunch of shops selling a lot of similar stuff.
Yeah, all the same. Different prices, though.
Yes, different prices. So you kind of had the shop smart, but not really, because you could haggle them down anyways.
Yeah, but they don't mark anything, and they name the price based on how you look.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
get a read on you.
Yeah. They're very good salesmen, and they know how to make sales and make sales happen. But it's a list of shops, and we signed up for excursions in advance. Our first excursion was discovering the Mayan something.
Ruins.
It had a name to it. I can't remember it now. But we went to Mayan ruins first. We boarded a bus and rode in the, thankfully, air-conditioned bus to Mayan ruins. But we stopped on the way because what did we see?
Flamingos!
Yeah. As you're driving, there's a huge section of, like, watery land, almost swampland, but not as...
swampy.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Where there were flamingos. And we stopped the bus because we also scared some of the flamingos. And it might not be well known that when flamingos get scared, they run. And when they run, they have a chance of running into things because they're kind of gangly creatures and can break their necks and die. So we couldn't get very close, but we were able to get off the bus and take some pictures. What'd you think of the flamingos?
Pink.
What'd you think of how they ran?
Awkwardly.
And not just awkwardly, they ran on top of the water.
I didn't notice that, but you commented several times.
I thought it was cool, because of their big feet, their big web feet on top of the water, they were able to run on it. That was pretty awesome. So we stopped and saw those, and then we headed to the ruins. What'd you think of the ruins?
They were pretty, but there were a lot of mosquitoes, and I think that kind of ruined it for me.
There were a lot of mosquitoes. They even gave us bug spray. And you were batting them away from your face. You were walking through giant clouds of them. And regardless of how much bug spray you got, you were bit.
They were huge. Very well fed.
To be fair, though, I've seen bigger.
But the Mayans, the ruins were gorgeous.
And you didn't know much about the Mayans going into this.
I still don't.
You know, well, I thought our tour guide, Arturo, did a really good job of explaining things. Unfortunately, when he was describing ruins, certain ruins, we weren't in front of them. We were still on the bus. So we weren't entirely sure which ruin he was talking about. There was one that was undeniable of which one he was talking about, which was a bathhouse, a spa, a sauna, essentially. And why was that? Do you remember? Because it was a half door.
Oh, that's right, because of the steam.
Yeah.
And there was one that was, I think, sacrificial, because it had, like, the slab in front of an altar.
Yeah, and then there was also several of the pyramids that we were able to climb up.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah. I was really impressed, and I took a lot of pictures. And I went back and re-looked at them all yesterday, actually. And they all turned out pretty good. I was surprised.
That's good.
And there's just so much to see and so much beauty there, not only in the ruins, but in the surrounding areas of the trees and everything.
It was so green.
Yeah. It really was. So then, after getting a chance to buy some stuff, because every stop there's always a chance to buy stuff, we boarded back, got back on the bus, and went to a Mayan town, a modern Mayan town, and went to a church.
And those children danced for us.
Yes, children danced for us, a traditional dance, which I got some video of, which I'll have to try to post along with this.
I couldn't believe it when they danced with those bottles on their head. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was really impressive.
And those bottles were filled with water, too. They weren't just empty. And they were able to dance with them and keep them on their head the entire time.
Mm-hmm. And the church was beautiful.
Yeah. And I learned a lot that I didn't know, especially about, like, the Spanish after effects, I guess would be the word, of, okay, the Mayans were here. What happened after they were kind of taken over and conquested? Conquested, I don't think that's the right word. But after they were taken over, how did the Spanish do things? And I thought it was interesting the fact that in this town, all the buildings connect, especially surrounding the church. So that way, if the Mayans came back to try to overtake the town, the church was in the center, they couldn't do any sneaking. And apparently, the Spanish came in and destroyed a bunch of the temples and rebuilt this town. Like, the inside walls under the plaster was the original stones used in old ruins, which I thought was really interesting. And same thing with the church. A lot of the designs of the buildings and the in the town wasn't just aesthetic. They really put some thought into why they designed things the way they did. So that was pretty cool.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And then we went to the cemetery.
We passed it on the way in, but stopped on the way out. Mm-hmm. And got to get out and walk through the cemetery. And
it was very crowded.
It was very crowded.
A lot of mausoleums.
Well, and that's the thing. They don't bury their dead in the ground. They're like New Orleans in the fact of their cemeteries are above ground, but not because of water, but because the ground is predominantly limestone, and it's ridiculously expensive to dig into it, so they just create mausoleums and decorate and put up different things that the people would like when they were alive.
Yeah, they explained the Day of the Dead celebration. And I did see some stuff that was left on graves. Like, I did see a can of beer, and I did see flowers, and different religious art.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, and they're brightly covered colored mausoleums. They're not plain. There was, like, a turquoise one, and there was a pink one, and it was very beautiful.
At both ports we stopped, there was very few plain things. Everything was a very colorful area of the country. And then we boarded the bus again, and we headed to a beach resort where we were given a Mexican buffet, which we both were kind of disappointed with.
I get better Mexican in America.
It was just kind of bland, and he had told us on the boat, or on the bus, that they kind of make their food bland, and then you add your own spice via hot sauce or salsa or whatever. And apparently we missed the salsa available or something on that buffet, because it was kind of bland. But then we got an hour on this beach to eat and swim if we wanted to. And I'd only been on a beach once, with a proper beach which actually that was the Gulf too, so I've never seen the ocean. But you'd never seen the ocean or the Gulf.
It was beautiful. Breathtaking.
What did you think of the water?
Salty.
Now, did you get some in your mouth?
Yes.
For those
And then you laughed at me.
Because I had already done it. For those who haven't swum on the beach, or been to the Gulf, or been in the ocean, it's nothing like you could. The water is so warm. It's true, you do float more when you're in the salt water, and if you get it even on your lips, you can taste that salt. It is not a light salt; it is a heavy salt flavoring. And you got to collect seashells.
Yes, I did.
Which we came back with a bag full, including some what looked like coral.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was pretty neat. I suppose we should also discuss, by this point, we have become very red.
We were lobsters.
we forgot sunscreen. Going to Mexico without sunscreen is not a good idea.
And if you do happen to find yourself in Mexico without sunscreen, own up to it and go spend the $15 in the gift shop to buy some.
It is well worth the investment, because by the end of our day,
we spent $15 on aloe.
The next day.
Yeah, after we'd spent a night miserable. The yes. honeymoon was pretty much over at that point.
Yeah.
It was more of a, no. I love you, please don't touch me.
Ow, that hurts, don't touch me. So, yes, yeah, spend the money, get the sunscreen. But we were quite red. And then,
for those of you who do not know what we look like, we are white.
And
normally.
Pastily white, normally.
Yeah. Almost blue.
So we had a nice little red glow to us before our second day on land, which was in Progreso. And Progreso was a much bigger port than... I'm sorry, I screwed that up. The second day was in Cozumel. And Cozumel is a much bigger port than Progreso.
Much more affluent, I think. Progreso seemed to be more of a depressed economy.
Yeah, especially seeing...
Cozumel was a little bit...
I got the impression that Cozumel... Or Progreso was a bit more realistic to the rest of the country. Whereas... and I've talked to a couple people after the fact. Cozumel is kind of becoming the second vacation spot for Mexico. There's... I'm blanking on the name now. The other major city that people go... Cancun and Cozumel are kind of the two big tourist spots that people go to.
And now, even people on the boat, like waiters and stuff, said that Cozumel was very beautiful. Progreso, they could really take or leave.
Yeah. And I thought the scenery, while some of the buildings in Progreso were may not be as beautiful as the ones in Cozumel, I thought the scenery was just as beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So
green. I couldn't get over the greenness.
Especially considering how dead everything is back home because of this massive drought we've gone through.
Even Louisiana was green.
Even Mississippi was green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, almost after we left Kansas, unless we were in farm section in Arkansas and Missouri, I mean, once we got into the Ozarks, it was green the rest of the way back.
Yeah, beautiful. But anyway, Cozumel.
The port is pretty massive, and it's very touristy. It's a lot of shops. It's almost like an amusement park or a theme park without any rides. Very colorful. People out in costumes taking pictures, of course, for a small price. Posing with people.
Remember that we walked through the duty-free... And there was, like, a Captain Jack guy. There was Barbaros.
Yeah, a Barbossa. And, yeah. I thought it was a statue until he blinked of, the squid guy. What's his name? Bill Nye played him from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot his name.
We can edit that in later.
Yeah, probably won't. It wouldn't be traveling the Vortex if we didn't. But everyone, you know what I'm talking about from Pirates of the Caribbean, the squid dude. He was standing in the duty free, just still, and I didn't realize it was an actual person in costume until he blinked.
I think they were selling some sort of rum.
Probably. But so there was a lot of touristy type things on that. But I think what we did for our excursion wasn't touristy. at all.
I would agree.
We boarded a... Okay, the description of this said, board an air-conditioned bus and be driven blah 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 across the island, because Cozumel is on an island. Apparently not enough people signed up for this excursion, so we got a... what? And this is not me being racist. This is what our tour guide called it, a Mexican air-conditioned bus. Which is...
It's kind of a truck with seats in the back, and it's open on both sides.
But it's got a roof.
And they go really fast.
It's not even windows. It's just open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get on the highway, and there's your air conditioning. But Julio, our tour guide there, was very nice, and we went to a ranch where we rode horseback through the jungle, seeing several ruins, some of which were replicas. Some were originals, including original houses.
Huge iguanas.
And huge black iguanas. Which were all over the jungle, everywhere. And they looked like iguanas to me, but I didn't realize they came in black form until I came back and did a little bit of research and discovered, oh, yeah, there's black iguanas.
They were really cool.
The houses that we came across I thought were cool, and according to our tour guide, the colors, they were all colored, painted. According to our tour guide, those were the original colors of the houses. They didn't repaint those. But kind of the horseback ride to this cave, which was apparently hand dug.
And that's where they hid the woman before they were married, and they had the marriage ceremony there. And then I think...
They consummated too there, didn't they?
I didn't hear that part. I would assume so, since there was a fertility goddess in there.
Yeah, I think they did. But which was pretty impressive. What did you think of the horseback riding excursion?
It was great. I enjoyed it. I thought you were crazy when you booked it. But it was a lot of fun, and nobody died.
Yeah. The ruins may not have been impressive, but personally, I'd never ridden a horse. I know you have before. But that was just the horse riding through the jungle, seeing everything in the jungle, was well worth the money, regardless of the ruins.
And luckily, I think our horses knew more about what they were doing than we do about what we were doing.
I was worried. they were going through the descriptions of, okay, this is how you do this, this is how you do this, make sure you do this, don't do this, don't pull back on the reins too much, you're just going to tip backward and fall on you. Oh, good God, no!
And that's when the color drained from your face. And you looked panicked, like, I'll wait in the bus.
I don't think I want to do this anymore. And then they distribute our horses. And yours started eating, and you couldn't get them to stop, but they...
It loves a buffet, just like its rider. And
but they were able to get it to stop. Then I got my horse. I could not get it to stop eating. At all. And they're like, don't, try not to let it eat. It's going to eat if you let it. Don't let it. Show your abdomen. I couldn't stop it. I was like, oh, good God. This is going to be my death. This horse is going to be so stubborn and not do anything I tell it to. And it's going to ride off into the distance. And I'll never be seen from again. Luckily.
They were very tame.
They were very tame.
The horses were very nice. I bonded with mine, Nacha.
I never got a name for mine.
I think it was called the Gringo Killer.
Which is surprising, considering how stubborn it was. Once it got its mouth, no problem. And in fact, after we got off at the cave, we got off our horses, explored the cave a little bit, came back. I got on. The rest of the group is over on one side. And I'm trying to get my horse to go over there, and it's just standing there like, nope. And it was on the path where we were supposed to be, where we were going to be headed anyway. So it's like it knew this... this route better than I did, and was like, I'm not going to listen to you. You don't know what you're talking about.
You stupid American.
And on the horseback riding, you got saved a little bit from the sun because of your ponytail.
Yes.
Your neck did not get the sun. My neck did. But our both of our arms got even darker.
And but you were a redneck.
I was a blister neck. It was bad. And so then we got, when we got back to the boat, we purchased some aloe.
That's when we caved and actually bought the aloe.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't do it until I said, yeah, I'd use it too.
Well, that's an expensive, and we still barely used it.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing about being on the boat is you don't use any cash on the boat. You use cash on land, and they take American greenbacks, and there's no money transversion there.
That surprised me that we didn't have to
convert our money.
I think probably our American money is probably a higher value than the peso.
It is for sure. I know it translates to a higher value. Because it's such a touristy,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not a. It's probably more convenient for the shop owners to go and convert it every day than to try to.
Did you notice that they really didn't mess with change, though?
Oh yeah, everything was even. Even dollar amounts, no change, and no tax.
I don't even think they had change in the drawers.
Probably not. Oh, and that makes sense. It's easier. It's. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But on the boat you. Swipe a card. It's kind of like a credit card.
They give you a boarding pass when you get on the boat that has your name on it, and your room number and your dining room.
And it's your key card to your room,
mm-hmm.
like a hotel room.
And it's your ID. If you go to buy like a beer at the bar, or go gambling, or go to the gift shop, everything, you swipe that card all the time, then get all your information. And I noticed when you give them your card at the bar, they take a picture of you. There's cameras on you the whole time you're on the boat. And they match it up with the picture you took when you boarded the boat.
Yes.
To make sure that it's that person using the card. I thought it was really a smart idea.
That is a smart way to do it, to make sure nobody else has it. And this card is also where the sticker for Unlimited Bubbles is. So, you set up an onboard account, and you swipe it for everything, so you kind of have to keep track of how you're spending money, or you're going to spend a lot by the end of the trip. And you can add money to it, or just swipe and swipe and swipe, and at the end, when you get off, when you disembark, you can pay out then.
So anyways, after the horseback riding, we get back on the bus, which takes us back to the shopping, which takes us back to the boat.
And then we go back out to sea and head back to port at that point, which, in my mind, I thought for some reason, we docked Friday night. Nope. We docked Saturday morning, so it's a really good thing we drove. Or else we would have been having to book flights and all sorts of last-minute crazy stuff, which would have been really hard to do on the boat and really expensive. Because we had our cell phones off the entire time, international fees and whatnot. And there's a phone in your room and you can call, but it's $1.99 a minute. So we get back to port. And for me, the entire time on the boat, I barely felt the movement of it. Everybody asked, do you feel the boat move? There was only one night, and that was Thursday night when we were headed out of Cozumel, that I could feel the boat rocking.
But that was because of Isaac, I think. It was building up in the Gulf.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because the waves were getting bigger.
Yeah, they definitely were. It was definitely rougher waters then. And for the and aside from that, it was smooth, and most of the time, because the boat's so big, you didn't know you were on a boat, and it was moving until you looked out a window or was on deck.
I could feel it when I laid in bed.
But you never needed to take anything for it either, though.
I wasn't going to wimp out until you did.
Oh, I have a pretty... I apparently have a pretty tough stomach, because Thursday, when it was rough and your stomach was upset, I didn't feel anything.
It didn't stop me.
Nope. But so then we drove back all 15 hours on Saturday and came back to balloons on our door.
We have to talk about the coolest part of the cruise.
Okay, what was the coolest part of the cruise?
Towel animals.
Oh, yes! The towel animals.
There will be pictures on the webpage.
I will post all of them. Every night, okay, you go off, you go do your thing in the afternoon or breakfast, and assuming you're busy the entire time on the boat, you don't go back to your room until late that night. And there's a turndown service. And there's a towel animal there. And so we got a different towel animal every night.
The first night we were there, I think we got the stingray.
Yes.
The second night we got the kitty, right?
The swan, I think, was the second
swan?
Night.
Swan?
Yeah.
Okay, so swan, cat.
Elephant.
Elephant. Seal. And,
yes.
And they were so adorable.
They were very adorable. Some of them even, you'll see in the pictures, some of them even had little dots.
Little Velcro eyes.
Velcro eyes on them, which was very cute. And you could buy a book that showed you how to make all of them.
And some of them are quite intricate.
Yeah, they really are. The elephant was, I think, for me, the elephant was the most impressive of how they made it. And then...
The lion looked pretty cool. We didn't get a lion.
Yeah.
Or a monkey.
Or a monkey.
But those are probably for the American Express Gold Card members.
But our ship was the first ship to offer what's called Towel Animal Theater. Now, this wasn't the first year for it. Three ships do it now. But if you've ever heard of a musical Avenue Q, which is kind of an adult Sesame Street for the stage, with puppets, the guys who wrote that wrote a family-friendly stage play with towel animal puppets for the Carnival Cruise Line. And so we went and watched that, and that was really cute.
And it explains what the towel animals do when the humans aren't around.
Yeah.
And they party hard.
Yeah, they do.
It was totally my idea. I don't think Keith really wanted to go.
I was up for it.
There were kids.
There were kids.
It was a kid's show.
It was a kid's show, but it was very cute, and there was some adult humor to it. It was kind of like a Shrek-type thing, where there were jokes that the kids wouldn't get, but adults would. So that was well worth it. Very cool. And aside from that, we really didn't do much else on the boat, aside from lounging.
We went to the comedy club.
Yeah, we went to a couple comedy clubs.
We tried our luck at the casino. We have none.
Yeah.
What else did we do? We did a lot of lounging. It was very relaxing.
Yeah. We sat out on the deck.
We watched The Hunger Games.
Oh, yes, we did, because
too sunburned to do anything else.
Yeah. We didn't want to see the sun after our excursions. In the room, you have a TV where they pipe in channels, and there's certain...
And they play new releases.
Yeah, there's new releases, and there's other... Like, there were Florida news channels, and so you could have the major networks and the Weather Channel and all sorts of different stuff. But there were three different movie channels. We watched The Hunger Games, or three quarters of The Hunger Games. We never did watch the first part. We always came in after it. And This Means War with Chris Pine, Tom Hardy, and
Reese Witherspoon. She picks the wrong guy. I don't want to spoil it, but she picks the wrong guy.
There you go. So Sarah was very disappointed with that. And we watched half of a Kevin Spacey movie called Father of Invention, mm-hmm. which I want to go back and rewatch the rest of that.
And they piped that other one in, but you said you didn't expect it to be very good, so you weren't going to bother.
John Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was I'm intrigued. I don't want to spend my honeymoon watching this movie. I'll get it from the library when we come back. We did a lot of that. We tried to make it out on the deck every night to see the sunset.
We were successful most of the time.
Yeah. Some of them were a little later than others. I think the most impressive were the first couple of nights when they were... the first time seeing the sunset on the Mississippi...
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And from Kansas, we're used to a lot of color in our sunsets. A lot of oranges, a lot of reds, a lot of purples... so we got that again in the first night, but the second night, what really surprised me was the lack of color there was. The sun reflecting off the land, there's no land, so it's just reflecting off of blue water. So it was just blue, and the sun just kind of dips down below the surface. So we got some pictures of the sunsets, too, and I'll make sure to post those. That pretty much was our holiday. Anything else you want to add about it?
It was wonderful.
Would you do another cruise?
With you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Would you do another cruise without me?
Well. No.
Would you recommend a cruise to people?
You have to go on a cruise with someone you really like because you're going to be seeing a lot of that person.
Yes, that's true.
And you're going to be sharing a very small bathroom with that person. awesome.
Oh, we didn't talk about the hot water. After we got burned, the water's so hot in the showers, which this just baffled my mind. The water's so hot in the showers that after we got burned, we didn't need to turn it on. It was just cold water. And it was still warm. Like, there's a sign saying, turn on cold water first to avoid scalding.
Which is the complete opposite of what we'd had at home for the past week.
Yeah, very true. So that was a nice change of pace. But along the same lines of seeing someone a lot, I would recommend taking a book. Sunscreen and a book.
A book, because that would be something to lay out on the deck and do when you don't really want to do anything that costs money.
Yeah, and there's other stuff that's free, and there's pools and jacuzzis and everything, but especially if you want to lie out and just relax, I would recommend taking a book.
A few, if you're like us.
If you're big bookies. Well, I think that's going to do it for us for this side trip. Until next time, I'm Keith.
And I'm Sarah.
Be seeing you.